News of the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ken Johnson. The House floor gets heated as a bill makes its way through the legislature. House Bill 4156 aims to keep illegal immigrants out of Oklahoma. But Minority Leader Cindy Munson says the bill is simply a political move.
It's because immigration is the new abortion issue. It's the new political issue on something like abortion you can't win on anymore.
Despite pushback from Democrats, after a lengthy debate, the bill passed the House 77-20 and makes its way to the Senate. Innocent blood of children and adults was shed 29 years ago in downtown Oklahoma City with the bombing of the federal building. Moments after the domestic terrorist attack, then Attorney General Janet Reno talked about the loss of life.
100 victims have been treated. Six children who were in the daycare center have been confirmed. As dead.
Today it's 168 seconds of silence in honor of 168 people murdered by Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols. The city of Lawton is on notice to stop dumping improperly treated wastewater into Nine Mile Creek, which dumps into East Cache Creek and eventually the Red River. The State Department of Environmental Quality has been testing the water since December of last year and issued a notice of violation. The trip between Chickasha and Lawton will take less time as Turnpike Authority crews installed new 80-mile-per-hour signs along the 59-mile portion of Interstate 44, known as the Bailey Turnpike. Speaking of turnpikes, check those monthly Pike Pass bills from the Turnpike Authority. You may find some overcharges. Several people have posted issues with those bills. Apparently, they found some overcharges and have received refunds from the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority. News for the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ken Johnson.
The Radio Oklahoma News Network. Our roots are in Oklahoma. Every hour, we cover Oklahoma news from our Oklahoma-based broadcasters.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and driven organization with a vision to be the leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. OCA exists to defend the beef cattle industry at our nation's capital, our state legislature, and in the media. The OCA represents some 5,000 Oklahoma ranching families. OCA membership includes a $10,000 theft reward program, monthly issues of the Oklahoma Cowman magazine, and a lot more. Check out the website, okcattleman.org, to learn more.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.